physical inventory counts. So in this type of global count, what do you mean by physical inventory counts? So the description of physical inventory count is it's comprehensive and periodic counting of all inventory items. So all the inventory items are calculated. Now we'll see the advantages of physical inventory counts. Provides a complete snapshot, establish a baseline, meets compliance. So when a physical inventory is counted and it is checked against the inverted stock quantities, it gives a complete snapshot about the shrinkage, the variance, what is the baseline, is the store meeting the compliance part with regards to the inventory management. So it gives a clear snapshot. What are the limitations of physical inventory counts? It's disruptive, resource intensive, and time consuming. So whenever a staff is involved in physical inventory, it is disruptive with regards to the customer, because if it's done during the trading hours, it's going to disrupt customer shopping. Again, a lot of staff is involved because the number of SKUs are high, and it is a time consuming activity. Definitely it takes a lot of time. The staff is involved in stock counting rather than selling it to the customer. So that's the limitation of physical inventory. Why physical inventory is recommended? What are the recommendations? Best for annual or semi-annual audits. So if the store size is somewhere 10,000 square feet and above, then such physical inventory counts would be recommended half yearly, maybe once in a 6 months, or during the annual, semi-annual audits. So that is the recommendation with regards to the physical counts. Moving ahead, spot checks. So there is one more method called spot checks, and the description of spot checks is random unscheduled count of specific inventory items. So here what happens, the store manager would randomly pick up a brand, or they would randomly pick up a category, food or non-food, and there is a random check which happens. So it is unscheduled count, it is never told, it is done randomly, and that's what the name says, it's a spot check. It depends upon the store stock controller or the store manager when he or she wants to conduct such spot checks. Now, what are the advantages of spot checks? It's flexible, identifies systematic errors, less disruptive. So as and when the store manager wants a spot check to be done, it identifies systematic errors, randomly any department is picked. It is less disruptive. So instead of counting the entire store, only one specific department is involved. So it is less disruptive with regards to the customer as well. Now we'll see the limitation of spot checks. So there is a limited coverage, sample variability requires judgment. So only a specific department is chosen. So it doesn't give a complete coverage. There is a limited coverage. Hence, it's not recommended. And it requires a lot of judgment. So a lot of staff, only the specific staff is involved, and only the specific report is fired. So there are certain limitations with regards to that. And what are the recommendations for spot checks? Effective for routine validation of inventory accuracy. So in case if a store is having issues with the inventory management, and there is the inverting is not correct, or the flow movement is not correct, then certain spot checks will help them to get validation of the inventory, whether it's accurate or whether it's not accurate. Moving to the next point, next type of count, which is called ABC analysis. And the description of ABC analysis is it categorizes inventory item based on value and significance. So this is how the analysis is done. It is the inventory is based on the value and its significance. So if the value is high, if it's a very important, it is a expensive product, the analysis is done. The advantages of ABC analysis are focuses resources, efficient utilization, optimizes efforts. So that's the advantage of ABC analysis. Now we'll see the limitations. So complexity is one of the issue, subjective criteria and potential oversight. That's the limitation of ABC analysis. It is recommended for large inventories to prioritize counting efforts. So that is with regards to the ABC analysis. Next is barcode scanning. So the description of barcode scanning is uses handheld devices to scan barcode labels for counting. So here the staff is issue handheld barcodes, and they scan those products. handheld devices are used to scan the barcode labels for the counting purpose. That's the description. What are the advantages? It's accurate, it's speedy, and it can be integrated. So once the barcodes are scanned with the handheld scanners, it can be integrated with the system, and it can be uploaded, and the report can be generated with system stock versus physical stock. So that's the advantage of barcode scanning. Now, what are the limitations? So equipment cost, training, and barcode quality. So the disadvantage is that there is a cost involved buying this handheld scanners, and definitely it's a cost to the soap. Again, there is a training cost which is involved, where the staff needs to be trained on how to use these handheld scanners. And in case the barcode quality is not good on the products, it will consume more time. So these are the limitations of barcode scanning. Barcode scanning is recommended highly effective for stores with large SKU items. So it is recommended for stores where the number of SKUs are high, probably 10,000 square feet and above, having food, non-food, apparels, general merchandise. So the barcode scanning is recommended for such stores. The next is RFID technology. So the description over here says uses radio waves for non-contact scanning and real-time tracking. So this technology is used based on the radio waves to check non-contact scanning. So again, there is no scanning involved in this, and this gives a real-time tracking about the product. The advantages of RFID technology is there is no contact scanning, real-time tracking, and enhanced security. So it gives a clear picture immediately. Limitations: costly implementation, integration complexity, limited range. So the RFID tags are very expensive. The technology is very expensive. Putting those tags and implementation is very costly affair. Sometimes the technology needs to be incorporated. That is also, integration is also an issue. And there are chances of limited range as well. So that's limitation with regards to the RFID technology. It's recommended for high value or high security items. So this product, the RFID technology can only be used for high value products, or with the products which has a high security items, the chances of theft are high. So it's recommended for such products. Mobile applications. So this is the next type of count. The description of mobile applications are allows inventory count using smartphones or tablet dedicated software. So here what happens, the staff is allowed to use a mobile phone. There's a software available. The smartphone and the tablets are used, which has a dedicated software for scanning. So that is the description of mobile application. What are the advantages? So the accessibility, integration, and user friendly. So every staff and organization nowadays have smartphones, and tablets are issued. So it's easily integrated with the system. It can be connected with system, and it's easy to use. It's a user-friendly thing. The advantage, the limitations are connectivity dependency, device compatibility, security concerns. So when what the limitations are, sometimes the connectivity is not available, device compatibility is not available, and when a staff uses their own personal phone or mobile phone, or they use a store Android phone, or the store uses a tablet or a phone, the chances of security breach are much higher. The data can be leaked. So that's the limitation with regards to the mobile applications. Recommendation with regards to for mobile application, suitable for flexible and if cost effective inventory counts. So it's only recommended when it is there is a flexibility is reward. It's cost effective when with regards to the inventory counts as well. Now we will see the best practices for executing stock counts. So what are the best practices which have come across through retail, different retailers, and how it helps into managing the stock counts. So whenever any stock count is arranged, they need to organize the counting teams. A clear-cut bifurcation of teams need to be done. Use of technology is imperative. So as and when the teams are decided, number of handheld scanner needs to be organized, technology to be used effectively. Document discrepancies. So in case of any discrepancy, number of variances are high, or when you physically, the system says the stock is 100, but physically the count is 20, there's a huge discrepancy, then it needs to be documented immediately. The stock counting training needs to be done on regular basis so that the staff is aware and they move swiftly and fast when the stock counts is happening. So regular training is a must. Continuous improvement. So every time there is a global count, cycle count happening, they need to do a corrective action. Continuous improvement needs to be implemented. Facilitates quick identification of discrepancies for immediate action. So as and when any global count, system count, cycle count which happens, there is a scope of improvement and that needs to be implemented ASAP as and when the discrepancies are brought to the notice of the store manager. Now we'll see overview of inventory management systems. So normally businesses can adopt periodic or perpetual inventory systems. So they have the systems, the stakeholders normally have a system in place. The logistics department from the head office and the regional warehouse team, they definitely want to invest into inventory management system software. And whether it is, they can adopt whether it's periodic or perpetual inventory, the stakeholders decide that. Manual inventory practice is recommended annually. So a physical stock count of manually counting inventory is recommended annually once in a year for higher the store with a higher square feet area. Advancements in technology enable perpetual inventory systems. So there has been technological advances also with regards to the stock count, and that advancements have definitely helped into perpetual inventory systems. Periodic method requires physical verification at accounting periods. So physical count is, whenever a physical count is recommended, that has to be decided once in a year. Physical counting is a must. Perpetual method updates inventory method after every transaction. So there are certain ways when a perpetual method is used, it updates the inventory after every transaction. Perpetual method integrates with point of sale systems for real-time updates. So what happens is when 10 stocks are inverted and one stock is sold, out of which, so it's 9. So when a perpetual method is integrated with point of sale, it gives real-time updates with regards to the stocks. So that's the advantage of this system. Now, what is perpetual inventory method? We will be seeing that. So perpetual inventory method, it is a real-time tracking of inventory quantity and value that gives a real-time update. Updates occur after each purchase and sale. So what happened, as I have given this example, 10 stocks, 10 bathing soaps were inverted, one sold at the point of sale, pause. It's integrated with this system. The system will clearly show you that there are 9 physical bathing bars available at the store. So that's give you the real-time update. Ensure book inventory system matches physical inventory. So this type of perpetual inventory method gives a clear-cut picture. It ensures that what are the book value and the system value and what is physically available, you can match it in the real-time. It provides accurate insight into stock levels, so quite self-explanatory. Facilitates automatic stock replenishment, so definitely it gives a real-time data. So as and when the perpetual inventory method is used, there's an automatic replenishment system is also used and it gives you a trigger. So when 10 bathing bars have been inverted, 5 has been sold, definitely it will put a trigger and the buying team needs to ensure that ARS is functioning, it gives trigger, they places an order and they would save themselves from a stockout situation. Minimize risk of stockouts and overstocking. Benefits of perpetual inventory system. So it is continuous recording of sales, returns and discount. So as and when any sales happen, out of 10, if one is sold, it will show 9. In case there is a return and the product comes back, it will immediately show as 10. And in case if there are any discounts, it will show that, okay, out of 10, 5 were sold on full price and then there was a promotion and remaining 5 were sold on discount. It gives a clear-cut picture on real-time basis. Integration with point-of-sale systems for automatic tracking. So this system is tracked with, it's integrated with point-of-sale. So as and when any product is sold, it gives a real-time updates on the stocks. Helps trigger timely stock replenishment based on the real-time data. So when it's integrated with POS, 10 items are included, GRN is done, 1 is sold, remaining 9 are available. Similarly, if the stock counts goes below 5 or 4, it will trigger alerts, and definitely the buying team will go ahead and do the stock replenishment. So it gives data real time. It will avoid overstocking, or it will avoid understocking as well. It reduces manual errors in inventory tracking. So as and when any system which uses manual intervention, there is possibility of errors. But when it is automated, it will reduce the efforts. It will reduce the error over there. Moving to the next point, enhances customer satisfaction through improved stock availability. So as and when a customer walks in, there are stocks available. And when the perpetual inventory is used, there are less stockouts, which will result into happy customer, satisfied customer. That's the advantage of perpetual inventory system. The next the last advantage is enables efficient management of perishable or seasonal inventory. So there are chances when the store stocks perishable goods and they stock seasonal products which are available only in season, certain season, then it affects the efficient management of those stocks. So in case if the season is going to come to an end, the floor manager, the store manager can take approval of the category manager or the buying manager, and they can offer a promotion and they can remove or liquidate those inventory on real time basis. Similarly, any perishable products which are not able to be sold, or it's perishable and it might get damaged, it would rather go in dump. The store team can take an effort, and then it can that's the benefit of perpetual inventory system. They can take a decision and then liquidate those stocks. Now, inventory check frequency and learnings. So what are the learnings from the inventory check which is done on frequent basis? High shrinkage and high value items require more frequent checks. So as we have seen, high value products like jewelry, cosmetics, watches, which are prone to shrinkage, would require frequent checks. So here the frequent checks needs to be done, probably counting twice in a day. That's the benchmark. Learning from stock check report, inform inventory management. So as and when any reports are generated and fired, it needs to be reported, and the inventory management team needs to be updated. So whatever the learnings are, it needs to be shared. Daily, quarterly and scheduled checks managed by stock controller. So the stock controller will issue dates whether certain stock needs to be counted daily on quarterly basis, or depends upon the other scheduled checks. Those checks needs to be conducted. Allows proactive management of inventory discrepancies. So whenever the stock controller does any stock check, it needs to be done proactively so that any discrepancies are under control. It mitigates the risk of shrinkage. Allows proactive management of inventory discrepancies. Definitely, when the stock risks are mitigated, the stocks are available, there is no understocking, there are no stockouts, the ordering is done in proper manner. Enhances visibility into inventory movement trends. So once the inventory checking is done, it shows the movement, how the product is moving, how the product has done in 52 weeks. So it enhances visibility, it gives a visibility to the buyer as well. What is the trend, whether it is selling in during the rainy period or whether it is slow during winter period. Depending upon the trends, the ordering can be done. Facilitates timely adjustment to inventory control measures. So in case if there is a slow movement during a particular season, then definitely the merchandiser or buyer, the floor team also informs the buying team. They jointly decide if they need a promotion or a price off. And depending upon that, the timely adjustment is done to liquidate such stocks. What is the importance of stock check documentation? So this when a stock check is done and when it's documented, it tracks inventory accurately and identifies discrepancies. So as and when stock check is done, it gives a document and documented, gives clear picture with regards to the inventory available at the store warehouse and at the floor level. It is essential for decision making, financial reporting and addressing shrinkage. So as and when the stock checking documented is done, it gives a clear picture. What is the financial health? Is there any shrinkage? And in case if the shrinkage is high, then that needs to be addressed effectively and immediately. The next important point is includes clear elements like count sheets, discrepancy reports and variance analysis. So when a stock check is done, there is a count sheet, a physical count sheet where the staff writes down the count. then there is a discrepancy report which is generated, and there is a variance report which is generated. So physical count versus the system count will show a variance, and this report is called variance report, and this report needs to be analyzed. So in case if there is a huge discrepancies or stock, then whether it is at invading level or whether it is shoplifted, whether it is shoplifted by a customer, whether it's a sinkage because of staff, all those analysis needs to be done. Deep down analysis needs to be done. The store team needs to go to the root, do root cause analysis, and ensure that the further risks are mitigated. Stock check documented when done provides historical data for performance analysis. So this gives a historic data with regards to the previous months, whether how was the stock movement, whether it is sold, whether it's not sold, what are the reasons. So again, the analysis can be done in that manner. Support compliance with audit and regulatory requirements. So as and when a stock count is done, it has been documented, it provides as an evidence, and there is a compliance. So every store needs to follow this SOP with regards to the compliance of the standard operating procedures. So as and when stock count is done, these count sheets are used as evidence, and to ensure that whenever audit happens, the auditor asks for the report, these documents can be provided. So it also work as regulatory requirement. The last point is enables benchmarking against industry standards for inventory management. So as and when the stock check is done, it is enables the benchmarking, and it helps into keeping the stock in management in control. So these were the few steps how inventory management is done, how cycle counting, global counting, the perpetual counting helps into managing inventory, and when a store is in charge of the inventory and control, definitely it leads to happy and satisfied customer, because there are less stockouts, there are less wastages, and definitely when the customer walks in, these stocks are available, and the customer shops and they move out. So that was the advantages of cycle count, perpetual count, and global counting. With this, we come to the end of today's session. Thank you.